Welcome to a year of magical living with me, Imogen Roy. This is episode 30, and at this most yin time of year, when I'm recording this in the deepest, darkest depths of winter, this episode is all about rest. So I want to shout out Sondra Dalton Smith, the author of Sacred Rest, for helpfully providing this framework of the seven different kinds of rest. And I was organically exploring all seven of these areas in 2021, but her framework really makes it clear. So I want to share the seven types of rest, and also share one of my own tools for how you can practice each type. Because as Sondra Dalton Smith so wisely notices, sleep and rest are not exactly the same thing. And as part of my Align and Flow curriculum, I also learned this because I learned that biologically, as a human being, we need to spend 42% of our time in rest. 42%. That's about 10 hours a day. And this is a biological fact. You can't hack your way past this. You can't change your physiology to make yourself need less rest. It just is. And so when you do not get 10 hours of rest every day and you create a deficit, your body will take that rest from you in the form of illness, in the form of fatigue, lethargy, and so on. So 10 hours a day of rest is not easy in our capitalist world, where we're all expected to be hustling and grinding and producing 24/7. But I think recognizing that rest is more than just sleep can help us become more well-rested, even if we are not able to get our full 10 hours. So let me share the seven types of rest with you. The first type is physical. Now there is passive physical rest, so that would include sleeping, lying down, doing anything that really immobilizes the body. You are passively receiving something. Active physical rest can look like gentle stretching or massage or having a gentle walk. Anything that is circulating energy in the body in a gentle, healing way, that is alleviating stiffness, that is alleviating stagnation, because stiffness, whether it's your joints or your muscles, and any energetic stagnation in the body can lead to blockages and thus lead to greater fatigue. And this stagnation can also be due to chronic stress responses that have not been ended, and a lot of toxic hormonal cocktails that are running through your system and blocking access to valuable energy. So if you would like to increase your active physical rest, I really advise you go and take a listen to episode 9 of this podcast on how to discharge stress by ending a stress response in your body with physical movement, so that you can then stop those hormones from running through your system and be able to cultivate and access again the valuable life force energy that is your birthright. Second type of rest is mental rest. Again, this is very hard to achieve in a world where we are constantly being notified, alerted, messaged, reminded, pinged, and we have a million different sources of information trying to get access to our attention. But if we are not able to practice and create mental rest for ourselves, then it affects our sleep, our well-being, and our presence. So we're trying to avoid getting to the end of the day and rolling into bed only to find that our minds will not shut up. So practicing mental rest throughout the day and not just leaving it to sleep is really key here. So one of the ways that is very common is obviously a practice like meditation, where you are bringing attention to attention itself. You are not thinking about anything and you're becoming aware of what it feels like to be in your body with your breath. But any practice where you can get out of your mind and into your body, whether that's some kind of movement practice or a ritual or just anything, any repetitive activity where you're able to quieten the mind, is extremely valuable. Another thing that you can do throughout your day, and I talk about this in episode 6, it's the ultradian healing break. There's an ultradian rhythm, it's a hormonal rhythm in our body, and we all have it, regardless of gender or age. It's a rhythm that governs rest and wake cycles of energy. So when we sleep, we have REM cycles, where our brain is active even though we're asleep, and then it's followed by periods of brain inactivity. And we cycle through these cycles several times in the night. But the fascinating thing that many of us don't know is that the same cycles are operating in the day. We have periods of peak brain activity where we can be very focused, we can be expending energy on a mental task, but that energy eventually runs out and needs to be replenished. So after about 90 minutes, you find that you're getting fuzzy or you're getting distracted or you can't think straight. And this is a hormonal process happening in your brain. If you are able to recognize this for what it is and understand that if you now take a break, which takes pressure off your mind, allows the brain to do important work of cleaning out plaque and replenishing energy again, and that break can take as little as 20 minutes, you can then enter a new ultradian cycle with a lot more power and focus than if you try and push through. So if you find that you are wearing yourself out early on in the day because you're pushing to finish things and you're pushing to stay focused, go and check out episode 6 of this podcast, because I think learning to take ultradian breaks could be very transformational for you. Another way that you can increase your mental rest is to practice presence. Because multitasking or having your attention in several places at once is not just ineffective, it's also incredibly draining, because it's trying to do something that is not actually possible for our brain to do. So in episode 18, I talk about what presence actually is, how to be more present with actual instructions so that you can send your energy and attention to one place at a time and have far more impact in your life. The third type of rest is sensory rest. This is something that many of us don't quite realize how bombarded we are with sensory overload every single day. So anything that is very demanding on our senses, so visually, how many images we are taking in every day, how loud our environments are, all the different kinds of sounds that we're having to process, feelings, picking up other people's emotions, stress, worry, anger, sadness, anything that is making us feel claustrophobic or overwhelmed physically. A lot of us are very overstimulated, and even if we have been perhaps understimulated in some ways, like physical ways, because of lockdowns, we are probably visually and sensorially overstimulated by technology, or if we live in a busy household and it's been very chaotic, then we need sensory rest. We need to de-stimulate ourselves. And I have an episode episode 16, which will share 41 rest ideas. And almost all of them are very sensorial about how to quieten some of the external stimulation and bring yourself to a place of stillness. And whether you go and check that episode out or not, I invite you to consider places where you're very fatigued because you are overstimulated on a sensory level. You know, having a social media detox, or at least having boundaries about how often and when we pick up our phones, having boundaries about how we use notifications on our devices, are not just about mental well-being and about productivity. It's also about sensory overload. As human beings, we are not designed to be able to cope with as many inputs as we currently present ourselves with in modern life. So putting your phone on airplane mode, or putting on an eye mask in the middle of the day and just staring into the dark for a few minutes can be incredibly restful. Fourth type of rest is creative rest. Creative rest, as I understand it, is all about opening your channels to receive and about getting into your body, getting into inspiring environments that light a creative fire in you. Many of us, and I know many of you who are listening, are professional thinkers or consultants or artists or ideas people or strategists. Your livelihood is based on having good ideas, of being able to solve difficult problems, of being able to find a new way through something. And you need so much creative rest in order to do that. You need to cultivate a place of stillness so that you can hear and feel what those ideas might be. So creative rest, and I have an episode for that. It is episode 4, the lockdown artist's date. And even if we're not in lockdown, I think that episode, the basics of it, are incredibly useful. But as anyone, but especially I know you who are listening, creating space and time and attention in your week to have creative rest, to take creative rest, whether that's getting out into a natural environment or going somewhere inspiring, going to an art gallery, going to a place that feels playful, where you expect to be surprised, where you can get curious about what's around the corner, is what creative rest is about. Fifth type of rest, emotional rest. How many of us are exhausted from the weight of having to carry our own and others' emotional experiences and emotional loads? Pretty much all of who are listening, I am sure. Emotional labor is incredibly draining. And I know that many of you might describe yourself as empaths. You are picking up a lot of people's feelings and experiences a lot of the time. And you're thinking about others, you're caring about others, you're solving problems for others. And that's very draining. And it's really important to become aware of how much labor you're doing in this area, and are you getting enough rest? And so emotional rest is being able to create space where you are not taking in other people's emotions, where you're saying, no, I need some time to myself. And you are turning off your phone, turning off your devices, and sitting with a good book, or pouring your love into a new recipe, or going for a long walk with just your own thoughts. Anything that you're doing to take a step back from the fray and rejuvenate your own emotional experience and your own emotional muscle. Another thing that's very draining is your own emotions that have been suppressed. Emotions are full of energy. They even have the word motion in them. Emotions want to move. It's like the stress cycle. They are a cycle. They want to move through your body and get where they want to go, show you the message that they're carrying, and then leave. And if you are suppressing and tamping down those emotions, naturally, because some of them are inconvenient or uncomfortable, or we're worried that we're going to hurt others if we feel them fully. But if you, when the energy required to stop or withhold a powerful object is enormous. And so if you are repressing your own emotions, you are spending a lot of energy doing that. So a way to practice emotional rest is to create a safe, private place for yourself where you can explore and ultimately release those emotions that are draining your energy, so that you can circulate that energy, you can hear the messages that they're carrying for you, and then ultimately you can release them and end the cycle. There's my stress, discharging stress episode, episode 9, could be really useful here as well in order to liberate some of that emotional energy you might be carrying. Number 6, social rest. Just like emotions, relationships can either fuel us or drain us. And Saundra Dalton Smith puts this so well. She talks about how the social rest is when you're spending time and energy with people who you can be your unvarnished self with. Because not knowing where you stand with someone or having to constantly fight for approval or for your social status is very energy draining. Again, we are primal beings. We are wired for belonging. And so if our body feels unsafe with others, it's incredibly draining for us because there's a lot of vigilance required. In previous times, if you got ejected from the group or ejected from the tribe, you would face certain death alone. So our very ancient wiring is very vigilant about pleasing others for our own safety. Now we live in a different world. We're not going to face death if we say the wrong thing or we don't initially vibe with someone, but our bodies often, they don't know the difference. So social rest is really about making sure you're spending time with people who love you for how you are, because they are going to let you have it all hang out in front of them, and you're not going to have to spend a lot of energy controlling your appearance or controlling how you come across. So just as loneliness is very draining and tiring, spending too much time with people who you don't necessarily feel safe with or that drain a lot of your energy is extremely tiring. So think about whether you are getting enough social rest. Are you spending enough time with people who lift you up, who fuel you, who leave you feeling better than when you came in? Something to consider. And finally, the 7th type of rest is spiritual rest. And whatever spiritual tradition you subscribe to or not, spiritual rest can be a beautiful way just to create feelings of belonging, feelings of I am part of something bigger than myself, whether that's God, Goddess, universe, the magical net of being, or any wisdom tradition that you feel called towards. The sense of purpose, this feeling of being guided, of being protected, is profoundly restful. So whether that's spending some moments in quiet contemplation or prayer or altar work, think about ways in which your spiritual life may be a little lackluster, maybe not very restful, because this is still an area finding purposeful, meaningful peace and quiet where you can connect to something greater than yourself is really important for our well-being as humans. So those are the 7 types of rest. Thank you very much, Dr. Saundra Dalton Smith, for synthesizing those for us, and some tools from the podcast of how you can cultivate them. So maybe Maybe you're feeling like you need to work on all seven. That may not be surprising, but I would encourage you to start with just one. Which of the seven is really calling to you right now? And see if you can improve the quality of your day-to-day life by elevating how you rest. Thanks for listening. I'll be with you again soon.